Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke, I've decided it's time for a bit of a career change.
Oh, this is how you're telling me?
Yes, I've decided I'll become a mummy.
Is being a mummy a career?
Well, that's what I want to see, because I have wrapped myself up in bandages at work. We recently did an audit of the first aid equipment, and a lot of bandages and slings and all of that was expired from a medical perspective, so we have to throw it out. And I thought, no, I'll take it. I'll turn myself into a mummy. Always, you know, good to freshen up your look a little bit.
Single-handedly brought all of those things in here, regardless of if you've used them or not.
I've got a bit of bandage string in my mouth.
Yeah, you sound pretty good for someone who's quite literally wrapped in bandages. I will take a photo and we'll pop it up on our socials at Magic931 later.
Here's the thing. Most mummies are dead. Most mummies died thousands of years ago. Tutankhamun's not rocking up to a job interview or anything like that. I have a competitive advantage.
Although, have you seen the ABC Kids TV show? What's that called? Young Tut or something?
From like 15 years ago?
Yeah, he was alive.
He was animated.
He came back. Yeah, he was animated. That's fair.
Again, I'm 3D flesh.
There's no way to prove it. You're flesh too wrapped and bandage. Up.
Yeah.
Could be gone. Yeah, what does a career as a mummy actually entail? What is your job role?
Here's what I want to do. I want to start a charity called Mummies for Medics.
Right.
Where if you run out of bandages on the job, the paramedic can call up me.
Yeah.
I'll rock up and I'll give the patient a big hug. I'll soak up all the pus.
Oh, the pus. Why do you have to say pus? That's so gross. Oh, no.
You'd have to use different bandages. You'd have to use ones that are in date and not expired.
It's left a very sour taste in my mouth. Do you know what I do have an image of, though, is the ambulance officer, whoever it is, pulls on one end to get the bandage off and you go
spin around. It's a great idea. Very, very funny.
Mummies for Medics. Look, I like it. Are you going to also do that in conjunction with this show, or do I have to find someone else now? It's been a lot of job interviews happening on this show. We've got Wise Employment trying to do 30 jobs in 30 days. We interviewed our receptionist, Jess, for Brooke and Bob's one job in one day. Do I have to find a replacement
Look,
for you?
Look, I'll give you, let's say, half hour's notice. So we'll do the rest of the show.
Okay.
And then I'll see if I can't make this mummy thing go.